नमो भगवते श्री गौरचंद्राय। ओम नमो भगवते श्री गौरचंद्राय। ओम नमो भगवते श्री गौरचंद्राय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद।
सो व्हेन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्टेड इन पुरी, एक्चुअली आई हैव टू टेल दैट धर्मात्म प्रभु टेल मी हैव टू स्पीक सम इन इंग्लिश सम इन हिंदी टू बिकॉज इट्स कंबाइंड क्लास। So I don't know. Okay, I'll start with English, then sometimes in middle level. Everybody can understand English, sir. I have to speak in Hindi. English. You can understand. Okay, then that is good. Okay. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Puri, after delivering Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he went to South India almost 2 years. And then when he came back, this was the time, almost in Jyeshtha Mas or so, he arrived in Puri. And then he had Jagannath Darshan. Then after that this Anasar happened. Then he went to Alarnath. Then Jagannath's Rath Jatra time come, and the day before Rath Jatra, today is Pratipada. Rath Jatra used to happen Ashada Shukla Ditiya, the Ashada just Amavasya, today is Pratipada Tithi. In Pratipada day in Puri, they used to clean the Gundicha temple. I have to first tell you what is Gundicha temple, because you all going to Puri, you are seeing the Jagannath temple, famous Jagannath temple. But there is another temple almost 2 miles away from Gundicha, north side. Actually this is Gundicha temple is the original temple where Jagannath Diti was carved. That is his birthplace, Mahabedi. The name Gundicha is the name of the queen of King Indradimna, the king of Satyajuga, who established Jagannath in Darubrahma. His wife's name is Gundicha Devi. So the king and queen, both Indradimna and Gundicha Devi, they were staying there while doing Ashwamedha Yajna and all these things. So the queen's tent, the queen's house, is called Gundicha house. There in the queen's house only the carving took place of that main log of wood. Ananta Maharana Swayam Krishna, he come and carved his deity. So that thing happened there only, in that Gundicha. That is the really birthplace of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan, that Mahabedi Gundicha temple. So this Gundicha temple, actually according to our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we used to consider this, the main temple, Sri Mandir, as Nilachala, because it's Nila Parvata, Nilachala is there. And this Gundicha temple is called Sundarachala. Nilachal is considered as Dwaraka and Sundarachal is considered as Vrindavan. So Jagannath, once in a year, he wants to enjoy the Vrindavan pastime, Brajarasa. So he takes the excuse of going to Gunjitat, visiting in that, but he wants to really enjoy the mellow of Braj. That's why he's coming. The Sundarachal is Vrindavan, many, many trees and nice place. So that temple, almost 1 week in a year, Jagannath used to stay there. Just 1 week in a whole year. And the rest, whole of year, nobody, it is empty. Almost 1 year, except 1 week, is totally empty. Nobody is going. If Lord is not there, who will go there? Anyway, nowadays, people are going, taking 5 rupees ticket and going to see that this is the temple. But previously, nobody used to go. It's an empty temple, who will go there? People used to go, pilgrimage place, to where there is deity, they will go and see. So nobody used to go. Almost for 1 year, closed temple. If some room, some house, for 1 year, if you not use it, keep closed, then just imagine. And Puri is next to sea, ocean. Always it happens to Dhulujhad. And the wind used to come, carrying so many dust, and wreath, sand particles and all. So, and so many trees there. So, all these leaves and sands and many things for 1 year become really dirty, stuck up dots. So, when the Lord will come, then they have to clean it. So, one day before, it is tradition from king side, from government side, they will engage many, many cleaners. At that time, there was no motor pump, no hose pipe, no cleaning materials now we are using, nothing was there. It's all recently they are doing all this thing. Before, the cleaning material means the jhadu. Jhadu means in these places we don't know this coconut sink, what you say? In English, coconut jhadu. They are also using here in Vrindavan, no? That jhadu. Yes. So that, and for washing, you have to bring pot of water in clay pot and you have to wash and you have to use your hand personally, no squeezer, nothing, jhadu pocha. So for 1 year it is not clean, and the day before Lord will appear, they have to clean it. So the cleaning department of Puri municipality, nowadays municipality, at that time I don't know what is the Dhopakhalama department of king. So they will go and they will take whole day almost to clean the temple. So that year Mahaprabhu was there. He just arrived few days ago and he found out that today they are going to clean the Gundicha. So in the morning, in this day before, not today, in Amavasya day, the Amavasya day in the afternoon, Mahaprabhu called Kasi Mishra. He was staying in Kasi Mishra's house. Kasi Mishra is the spiritual master of king, his Rajguru. So whenever king will come to Puri, definitely he will go to massage the feet of Kasi Mishra. That was his tradition. So he called Kasi Mishra. Kasi Mishra was totally surrendered to Mahaprabhu. He knew that he is the Supreme Lord. Because when Sarvabhauma got changed, he should go. Then he is. So the Kasi Mishra came with due respect to Mahaprabhu. So then Mahaprabhu told, I want to do some service. You can you call some padadhikari, some temple commander or some temple president, somebody is there, some in charge. So Kasi Mishra immediately, at that time no phones, but he immediately sent messenger, hey, call the Padicha, Patra and all this, those who are the really temple commander in charge of the temple, call them. So Padicha, Patra, Adhikari, they all, three of them, they came, and Kasi Mishra was Rajguru, he was sitting there in front of Mahaprabhu. So in front of all of them, the temple adhikaris, Mahaprabhu begged them with folded hand. So, I want to beg one service from all of you. Please, if you don't mind, can you allow me to clean the Gundicha temple tomorrow? They all get shocked. What are you saying? You are such a famous, even our Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was the head priest of the Jagannath Puri temple. He is considering you as the Supreme Lord. Our Kasi Mishra, he is considering you Supreme Lord. And our King Gajapati Maharaj Prataparudradev, he is considering you like more than Supreme Lord. And you are not giving audience to King. He is trying his best to have your darshan. And he ordered us, all the temple karmacharis, adhikaris, whatever Mahaprabhu wants, just do it. This is my open order. So, but yes, we are indebted. We want to do anything what you want. But you want to clean Gundicha temple? Now, yes. Then all these adhikaris, they said, oh Prabhu, you don't know. This is not befitting service for you. This is not suitable service for you. You are such a highly elevated personality, and this is the lowest work. How can you do that? So here some acharyas giving comment that why Mahaprabhu want to clean the Gundicha temple? Why Mahaprabhu want to clean the Gundicha temple? And particularly in this year, many years, each year they used to clean from king side, but this year because Mahaprabhu is there, he want to clean, and he want to clean personally with his associates. So he begged them, please allow me to clean tomorrow. So now the acharya saying, why Mahaprabhu want to clean? There are many kinds of bhavas they are giving. First thing, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is telling that Mahaprabhu, one of the mission is teaching to the general people. Apane achari dharma parede sikhaya. Mahaprabhu just appeared in this material world to teach us. How will teach? By doing himself the example. By doing himself he want to teach us. So who he want to teach us? That if you want to get any favor from Lord, then you should be ready to do menial service. That is how you can get favor from the Lord, on the big people. And they are saying, he is saying that King himself was trying to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. Many ways he was praying and begging like anything. And Mahaprabhu was saying no. He was cancelling his program. One time, previous day Rath Yatra year, Mahaprabhu saw that Rath Yatra time, the king, he will wear a civil dress and take a broom in his hand and go and do brooming. Chira Pahara, they used to say. They will sprinkle some sandalwood water and he will broom. By seeing, Mahaprabhu got shocked. He is King Prataparudra. From Orissa towards south, he is the fully independent king. There is no above him. He is the supreme authority. Nobody above him. He is the supreme authority. And nobody is there to challenge his words. If he say you have to do this, then that's it. If he can't do, then he would be murdered. He would be killed. That's it. He is now Supreme Court power. He is more than Supreme Court power. Somebody can make petition. He can be changed. But king's order, that's final. Then Supreme authority also. Nobody can challenge him. Nobody. Rajadroha. And he was the Supreme authority. Highest personality. And in the presence of the whole public, the whole state public gathered there in Rath Yatra. Lakhs and lakhs of Orishan people in front of them, in the top of the Rath, everybody can see he is doing the most abominable, lowest job. Hadir Kam, Jhadudar, How do you call it? In Hindi they used to say Bhangi. The work of Bhangi. Cleaners. Nowadays since municipality cleaners they are using gloves and many kind of instruments. But the king Prataprudra without any wearing any gloves, he was just taking brooms and in front of everybody he is brooming. He said this is the lowest work in the society. Is the lowest, the abominable lowest work, and who is doing? The highest personality in the society. The number one, the highest personality is doing the lowest work, and in the presence of all public, whole state public is gathered there in front of them in the top, is doing that. By seeing that, Mahaprabhu became totally overwhelmed with pity. He said, oh, this king, how come he is doing that? Abominable job, because he is a servant of Lord. He is doing this lowest job for Lord Jagannath. Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. He becomes so merciful. Because of that, he not only gave his audience, he embraced king. He embraced king because of that only. So, when Mahaprabhu saw that, he understood. So, if want to draw the mercy of Lord and draw the mercy of all the devotees of Lord, and this is the way. And another thing, it is natural. If somebody has some natural love for somebody, then he will be ready to do whatever work, whatever abominable, menial work, lowest work for him, to whom he loves much. He will not avoid, just like a mother. He can do any work for a child. Clean his toilets and all that. Sinita Gaur Sundar ki. So like that, this cleaning of Gundicha temple is not just a cleaning of a house. It is cleaning of the temple. This is one of the bhajananga. This is devotional service. And Lord knew that if I do this, the menial service of Lord, then I can draw the compassion of Lord. Yes. And because Lord has so much love for Lord Jagannath, so he wants to do whatever, whatever work. I was just thinking, if suppose any of us will get Brahmini instead, without Brahmination, the pujari is not allowed. They will not allow to go inside the altar. Anyway, somebody get Brahmin initiated and by offering obeisances to head pujari and some pujari making some friendship, hey, I can do some service, I can do some service. Usually devotees used to do. So they went, they said, what service you want to do? You want to clean the bartan? Pot cleaning. Pot cleaning they will not do. Chandi paid they will not do. Some was saying, oh, what are you saying? You don't know. What do you think of me? You want me to clean the floor? Okay, then what you want? I can do arati. Which at the 4 o'clock? No. That arati where most crowd is there. Nowadays, nobody is coming to arati because lockdown, nobody is coming. No demand. Otherwise, when really crowd Saturday and Sunday, evening arati or mangala arati or noon arati, oh, demand. I can do that. How they will do the mood is, doing the arati, full nice silken dress with iron chakachak dress, and do the arati to the Lord looking at them. Somebody is making snap or not. And they will complain, what are you doing? I told you, no, you should take click photograph. I am doing arati. So Lord knows what he is doing, people knows what he is doing. That is our mentality. We want to do some work where people will see us, oh, he is doing that service. Today Dharmendra Prabhu announced that all the devotees can come to clean the temple. Then if somebody is coming, they said, you have to take the photograph, to take my snap when I will be in cleaning dress and doing something. Not cleaning, creating more kachada. We don't know how to clean, but we want to take proof photograph. Oh, I am cleaning that day at least. But Mahaprabhu want to clean a temple where not the Lord is near, what to speak of the audience. Not a single person is there. There not a single person going for 1 year. టోటలీ ఎంప్టీ టెంపుల్ హౌ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ స్నాప్స్ నోబడి ఇస్ దేర్ ఇఫ్ మహాప్రభు వాంట్స్ టు డూ ది మెయిన్ ఆర్తి ఆఫ్ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ దెన్ ది పూజారి వుడ్ అలౌడ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఎస్ ఎస్ మహాప్రభు యూ కెన్ డూ దాట్ బట్ హీ డిడ్ంట్ ఆస్క్ ఫర్ దాట్ హీ ఆస్క్ ఫర్ ది అబమినబుల్ సర్వీస్ ది క్లీనింగ్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ గుండీచా టెంపుల్ హూ ఆర్ నోబడి యూస్ టు గో దట్ ఎ సింగిల్ పర్సన్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రికగ్నిషన్ వీ వాంట్ ఓన్లీ ది సర్వీస్ టు ప్లీజ్ ది లార్డ్ నాట్ టు గెట్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రికగ్నిషన్ సో హీ వాంట్ అనదర్ మూడ్ ఈస్ దాట్ ది లార్డ్ హీ ఈజ్ లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ హీజ్ ఇన్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీ భక్తావతార సో ఇన్ భక్త హీ వాంట్స్ టు టీచ్ ది డివోటీ he should be ready always to do menial service and in bhagavad bhava because he is the supreme lord himself the supreme lord is always everybody ananta koti jeev always doing service to lord so by taking service he become bore always everybody is offering pranam offering service 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 and he knows that whatever happiness I am getting by getting the service these people who is doing service they are getting more happiness than me so lord knew that the doing service is more pleasure than to accept service but he is lord he cannot do that so he took the form of a devotee so now he want to experience that pleasure so that's why he is telling no I want to clean temple and another mode is that శ్రీమన్ మహాప్రభు ఈజ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ డివోటీ హీఈస్ శ్రీమతి రాధిక ఇన్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి అండ్ ఇన్ ది కలర్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి ఇన్ ది రాధాభావ సువలితం సో రాధారాణి ఇన్ వృందావన్ హీజ్ టోటలీ మ్యాడ్ ఇన్ ది సెపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ బై ది సెపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ వెంట్ అవుట్ మెనీ మెనీ డేస్ హీ డిడ్ కమ్ Now he see heard that tomorrow Lord is coming. My pranavallava, my life and soul, Krishna, he is coming tomorrow to my place after long time. So how much pleased he will be, and how he will become so busy to take care of everything, how to welcome him, you have to clean everything, make everything arrangement to give him a warm welcome. Cleaning everything. So that's why he's so much eager to clean, to make fit for Lord to come and stay here for some days. And this Rath Jatra used to come always in summer season, Grishma Kala. At that time there was no electricity, no cooler, AC, forget everything. And the temple, the old kind of temple, only one door, no window, nothing, no ventilation proper. If you go to the old temple, you will become So Mahaprabhu want to make really clean and cool that Lord should feel cooling effect. So that's why want to not only clean with broom, you want to wash it with water, sufficient water that should feel cooling. So in the mood of Radharani, he want to clean. Krishna is always ready to do service. We can see his nature when Yudhishthira Maharaj was doing Rajasuya Jagya. At that Rajasuya Jagya also, Krishna, he begged for a service. What? He want to wash the feet of all Brahmanas. You know that. All other people, they took many other services, but Krishna personally, he took the service of washing the feet of brahmanas. You can understand Krishna. And after some time in the Rajasuya Jagya, they did the fast puja, barana puja, the agra puja, and the selected Krishna is the worshipable agra puja, the best among all, and he is doing the lowest work of all. So that is the nature of Krishna. So here the same Krishna, how come he lead the chance to go from his hand? So he said, no, I want to clean. You say, how you alone can do? Of course, Krishna is sufficient, he can do alone. But when Krishna was washing the feet of Brahmanas, he was not giving anybody this seva sukha, he was doing alone. But here in Gaura Avatar is the most magnificent incarnation. He didn't do alone, he took all of his associates. You also enjoy, you also enjoy. So took all his parikaras. That is the proof of the magnificent incarnation of Lord Gauranga. So all of them said, you really want to do this? Yes, I want to do. But you need many people and many brooms and water pots. Now, okay, you just give that because I am a mendicant beggar. You just arrange some 100 brooms and 100 water pots. And I have my devotees with me. I don't want any paid labor. I have our staffs with me. So Mahaprabhu then sent message to all his parsadas tomorrow morning. All of us should come here to Gambhira Math. I have some special engagement. Nobody knows what everybody because Mahaprabhu is calling. All the devotees, they arrived for Rath Jatra from Bengal. They all went. Hundreds and hundreds of them, maybe 200-300 devotees, they gather in the morning in Kasi Mishra's house. Then Mahaprabhu personally, he arranged Govindan Tola to make some sandalwood paste and all that. He personally put sandalwood paste, chandan to everybody and flower to everybody. He offered flower and chandan to each of his associate and then folding his hand, begged to everybody. Now we want to request to all of you that I have taken a service, you have to help me. We are for you, just tell us what to do. Nah, are you really agree? Promise? Nah, yes. I have taken this job to clean the Gundicha temple. The temple has not been cleaned for a year. So today we have to clean. Because tomorrow the Lord will appear there. So we have to really clean it properly. Yes, yes, we are ready, we are ready. Everybody get ready. Some of devotees, now also, everybody is not in same mood. Okay, we'll go. Some lazy crazy here, there, not always. So, but because Mahaprabhu is saying, everybody say, okay, say, they also agreed, okay, we'll go. So they also, with sandalwood pop and garland, said, all of them, they went to Gundicha temple with Kirtan. And already they have delivered more than 100 brooms and water pots. So Mahaprabhu, before cleaning, he say, listen, now you want to take part in cleaning, first know what is the rules of cleaning. There is some special rules. What is that rules and regulation? The rule is that during cleaning, nobody can speak anything. Hare Baba, how can clean? If you want to this, you want this, you want this, you have to talk each other. No. If you want to speak anything, then only one thing you have to speak, only Hari or Krishna. Not third word. Only Krishna's name you have to pronounce. Now if you want to get something, now you have to use the sign language. The word is Krishna and the sign language. First agreement is that. Second agreement, we have to fast, nobody use any water, fast everybody has to broom. Two times you have to broom. And while brooming, the condition is that you have to do competition. All of us have to brooming separately and collect our dust separately. And we will keep our dust separately and finally we will check it. How much dust everybody is accumulating and we will check everybody's accumulation of dust. Then if somebody's dust is low, he's lazy, then he has to sponsor today's feast. Yes, that was Mahaprabhu's condition. He has to feed all of us and he pulled the item, pitha and pana. You have to give cakes and juice. These two items. Cake and juice you have to sponsor today to all the devotees. So everybody, you have to competition and already punishment is there. Sponsoring the feast punishment. And he created the competition. So that is the way. If you want to get some work from some people, public, then you have to work. This is the technique. You have to create a competition among them. Create a competition and put a punishment also. Then everybody will be scared, or doing so, do something. So that Mahaprabhu first beginning. And he put the condition, you have to chant only Krishna name, no other sound. So then enter everybody, and start cleaning, grooming. Even he announced everybody, make everything, warned, alarmed everybody, you have to be warned, I will check everybody's dust, how much you are accumulating. But still, those who are really lazy, they are lazy. No matter you tell them 100 times, that is their nature, they will not do, they will clean, they will do like this, this, like that. It is described that Sriman Mahaprabhu clean like 100%, he alone was doing like the job of 100%, and still he is looking to everybody whether others are doing or not properly. And he found out that some person, they are really so lazy, like they are doing like that. Then Mahaprabhu will go, very nicely will go to him, sit down with him. He said, Prabhu, you are doing so much service. What people you see? Why you are doing so much? The Pavitra Bharchana, he will chastise him in such a soft way, in such a technique, he will become, hey, I am a very lazy guy. I have not done anything till now. And Mahaprabhu is staying, I am doing, so he will become very smart and do something. So this is the way how to deal with the lazy person. Mahaprabhu personally teaches. And then he encouraged everybody by doing that. And finally, after cleaning 2 times, grooming, then everybody said, okay, everybody have their own dust. Okay, I am now final checking that all the people, the dust accumulation they have collectively, Mahaprabhu alone is double than that. That is the proof. He alone can do how much work he was doing, and he was supervising everybody. And he did. 2 times grooming, he did. Because for 1 year it was not clean, so it should be clean properly. So Mahaprabhu said, because Lord wants to come. So if you want to welcome the Lord, it should be very duly clean, properly clean. Not only 1 time, no. 2 times grooming. Then after 2 times grooming, then he said, now you can bring water for cleaning. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he told us that grooming is Cheto Darpan Marjanam. The Gundicha temple he is considering is not Gundicha temple, it is our heart. Everybody have their Gundicha temple as their heart. Everybody has heart or not. But we cannot clean it. We cannot put our hand inside the, how we can clean? The only way to be clean, if somebody is there, the Krishna is always there in the heart. Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna is always sitting in the heart. So he can do heart cleaning. That's what in Bhagavatam it says, Sunnatam Sokatam Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridi Antastahi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Sruhutsatam. So if you want to clean your heart, what is the way? Then you have to eagerly hear Krishna Katha. That is the most pious work. Punya Sravana Kirtana Krishna Katha Krishna. Then if you hear attentively Krishna Katha, then what will happen? Then Krishna will clean your heart. Vidhunoti Suhut Satam. He is your well-wisher, he is there, and he will do the cleaning job. He'll do the cleaning job inside, he's there. So for that we have to engage Krishna by hearing his pastimes, his katha, by chanting his name and hearing his lila. So jichitta, if you want to clean the hridaya, then this is 2 processes, either chant Krishna's name properly or hear properly, then your heart will be clean. And if heart is not clean, the anartha nibruti is not there, then Lord will never manifest. Will never manifest. If you want Lord to be appear in your heart, then this is the process. You have to clean it. Make it fit for Lord, that he can sit here. You have to make that much clean, that Lord would say, oh, this is very nice for me, I can sit here. If any of us go to some place where full of dirt, we will not sit there. If such a nice and clean, then we will sit there, eat till there also. Everybody likes cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said that we have to clean our heart. But inside heart there is no dust, there is no dust particle, there is no trina kankan, all these dust are not there. So what will bloom there? No. What is that? All the dust in the heart is anarthas. This anarthas, that skuti, nati, anya abhilasa, and this loha puja pratishtha, all these things they are anarthas. Especially Prabhupada says in the purport, nowadays in the modern society, to entangle more and more in material job and to earn more and more, the modern people, modern society, they said this doing economic development, arthaniti, economical development. That in modern society they consider like that. But it is not really that. Our scriptures and the devotees, they consider no. We have to only collect or earn that much is required for us. Jadru chalava santushta. We should be satisfied. That is enough for me. I will take more than that. It should be enough for me. So, if he, in the name of economic development, he can accumulate more and more, then our peace, our happiness will go away. Will become unrest. So, here it is showing that all these things, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada says, all these things are unwanted things for us. We have to clean this from our heart. We have to clean this unwanted anarthas. All this anya abhilasa, whatever there is a list of anarthas are there. So many anarthas. So all these things should be cleaned. Some will be grooming, some will be with water, some will be with wet cloth. So whichever way, you have to clean it properly. So nicely you have to clean that it will be befitting that Lord will come and sit there. So Lord clean the Gundicha temple in such a way that he brings out his heart to outside. It is so clean, snigdha and sital. He make it so cool. With so much water he put and clean it with water. Anybody can enter there and feel the cooling effect. So in this hot season, we have to make really cleaning and cooling, then Lord will be attracted to come there. So if any of us wants to attract Lord into our heart, then we have to follow this Gundicha cleaning process taught by Sriman Mahaprabhu personally to all of us. Each year, in Puri, this is the day they used to clean the temple. From 520 years ago, Mahaprabhu started this cleaning by devotees. Till that year, till now, all these devotees, Gaudiyas, in hundreds and hundreds of them, they will go to Parkindicha cleaning. Some years I have also taken part there with the devotees there, Gundicha cleaning. Thousands of them will come. But nowadays cleaning is different. In the name of cleaning they are making more dirt. Because in the outside of the temple they will sell this broom. Not the broom, only three that inch, you know that? That coconut. Yeah, three, four of them, 10 rupees. Everybody has to buy. And they will throw it there only, inside the temple. And they will take, oh, I have to put also water because Mahaprabhu, after cleaning the put water, everybody will take a clay pot and they will break it and put them and another. Then the people will, from government, they will come and clean it. And the devotee, they will come. But Mahaprabhu was not doing like that. At that time, it is mentioned that because there was no hose pipe to clean up there. And it is mentioned that Mahaprabhu not only cleaned the floor, he cleaned the wall. He went to the climb to the top. In the roof, wall and floor, everything broom two times, and then because there was no hose pipe, no motor, he will the clay pot, they will take the water and throw like this to the wall and to the roof, and so much water. It is mentioned that when Mahaprabhu said, now bring water, thousands of people, they were in line. In one side, they will take the empty pot, line one by one, you will give to this hand, to this hand, this hand, by that. It's almost from Gundicha temple to that Indradyumna Sarovar, that pond, is almost 1.5 kilometer. 1.5 kilometer long. And you can understand, they have two lines there. One line, empty pot going, another line, filled water pot is coming. In the same line way, chain system. And go this side empty pot, this side water pot will come. And then we'll put water pot. Sometimes the clay pot, and they will by handing over, they will sort of break down. So many, only 100 pots were there, they are all broke down. And the people, they have to immediately buy many, many thousands of water pots, they purchase all of the puri, whatever water pots available, they purchased. And it is mentioned that in the main ghat of Gundicha Sarovar, so many people are there, they cannot go and put the water. Hundreds and thousands of people are there. Then they go to well, they fetch water from the well and bring it also. So many places they have the well, they have to bring water from there also. So many thousands and thousands of liters water they brought. And Mahaprabhu was cleaning the whole temple 2-3 times, was totally clean with water. And when they opened the drain, it seemed just like a river, the water was coming out. So much water they put. And Mahaprabhu, with his own cloth, he wanted to clean the temple. With his own cloth, he wanted to wipe it. And so nicely, so cleanly he was wiping this Ratna Singh Mahasana and all the temple inside. Just like they are saying, Suddha Chit, the whole, the heart he brings out, putting inside. He was so into it in the cleaning. And everybody was seeing Mahaprabhu personally doing that, everybody was doing. And almost started cleaning morning till noon, they were cleaning. And then Mahaprabhu see that everything is properly clean, well clean. He personally supervised, that's really clean. Mahaprabhu became so happy that now the Lord will definitely appear. He became so happy, he started dancing, and all the devotees get together and started dancing and chanting. All of them there. Sarv Damodar, he is expert singer. If Sarv Damodar sing, Mahaprabhu will dance. And they started singing and dancing. Nice kirtan starts. There it is said in Adita Charya, he was there also. His son was there also, Gopal. The Mahaprabhu was dancing, he became tired, he went out and was sitting. Then he ordered, Gopal, you dance. And Gopal, by the order of Mahaprabhu, started dancing. While he was dancing, he was so much ecstasy, he fell in unconscious. He fell down unconscious. Then he was not up, waking up. Adityacharya went, oh my dear son, what happened? And he saw there is, breathing is not there. No breathing is going on. What happened? Adityacharya started crying, immediately chanting Narasingha mantra. Sini Singha, Jai Nisingha, Sisi Narasingha, and flashing water in his face with his son. He's a young son, just he was dancing and he's dead now. Adityacharya himself, Supreme Lord, and he was chanting Narasingha mantra and flashing water in his son's face. And then everybody, all other devotees get together, what happened, what happened to Gopal, now he's dead. They started crying. Then Mahaprabhu, what happened, why people are crying? No, he was dancing, you told him to dance, now he dead. Then Mahaprabhu himself personally come and touch, put his lotus hand in the heart of Gopal. Hey Gopal, come up. Then Gopal immediately start dancing. This is what Mahaprabhu was doing. By touching, he bring the life down again, life back again. And then all the devotees say, oh, the dead, he become live again. And they start again chanting and dancing. By the king and the Padicha, Patra, the all other temple department people, they were watching outside. Such type of cleaning. In 100 years in our history, you never cleaned so nicely.
These people are unpaid people. They are not paid because they are cleaning, because they have lot of love and affection. Such a wonderful quality cleaning we never did in 100 years of history. Such a wonderful proper cleaning. So they brought Mahaprasad. Jagannath Mahaprasad. Because today is the day Jagannath will show his darshan. After he become fully cured today. After 15 days, today he gave his darshan. Today he will give his darshan tonight. Darshan. So today cooking will happen and all that. So Pramaniki darshan today. So they send the Pramani darshan bhoga. Lot of bhoga because 200-300 people are there. So sufficient Raj Bhog they sent. The temple department, temple authority they sent. The king told them, send whatever required. They sent. And they are all hungry since morning till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. They are busy in cleaning, such a heavy cleaning, and then dancing. Everybody was really hungry at their top. And they saw the Mahaprasad is coming, lot of Mahaprasad coming. And then now they are hungry and go beyond their imagination. Then Mahaprabhu told, okay, don't worry, let us go to take bath in Gundicha. Now, Indradyumna Sarovar. They went and jumped inside. Somehow or other they took bath, climb, swimming, and then they come. And finally they clean the Narsingha Mandir also. After cleaning Narsingha temple, then they went take bath. And after taking bath, they really the hungry point has multiplied into 100 times. And then they came. Now they don't want to chant even Mahaprasad Govindi. Let us start. And this is Mahaprasad already. Why will we waste time for chanting mantra again? And then they start sitting and they started serving prasadam Mahaprasad. Akanta Mahaprasad. They all fill up to their neck with Mahaprasad. So that was the Gundicha cleaning festivity the day Mahaprabhu personally organized with all his associates. 200-300 of Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, they all participated in the cleaning of Gundicha temple in such a way that Mahaprabhu is teaching how you have to clean our heart individually in such a proper way that the Supreme Lord will manifest in our heart. Just like Krishna is appearing in Vrindavan, all the gopis, Srimati Radharani, they were really with their heart and soul they want to clean to welcome Krishna into Vrindavan. So this is the mood. All the devotees, anyway, each year Gundicha temple is to clean. I don't know this year they will clean or not. I am doubtful because I heard that this year there will be no Rath Jatra. Jagannath will not come to Gundicha temple tomorrow. If he will not come, why they will clean? Because they have to clean for 1 week each year. Because Lord used to stay there for 1 week in a year. This year is not going to come. Why they will clean? May not be this year they will clean, I don't know. And the Supreme Court order already, no, Jagannath should not come this year. So, anyway, so, but, though, in Puri, the Gundicha temple, they clean, they may not clean. Because Lord will not come, why they will clean? They may not clean. But, all the devotees, everywhere in Iskan temple and in Gaudiya temple, they will clean their temple. They will clean their temple. Anyway, they are cleaning every day. Lord is there every day. But still, just to follow the tradition, they are cleaning the temple. I will say, our temple is really clean. Iskan temple is famous in the cleanliness, whatever. So, we don't have to do just show up with taking snaps that I am cleaning. No. We should clean what Mahaprabhu wants us to clean. What? We have to clean our hearts. We should be busy cleaning our individual heart. And the dust is anarthas. If we can busy, then nobody will take snap if you take that cleaning of that heart. And how? What is the broom? What is the process of cleaning the heart? Now chanting the holy name properly and hearing attentively. These are the two ways of heart cleaning process. So we should be really serious today in this Gundicha temple cleaning. We have to cleaning our heart that tomorrow Jagannath may not appear in Gundicha temple, but he will appear in our heart. The Supreme Lord Jagannath will appear. If he really today will be busy in cleaning our heart, then tomorrow Lord will come to our heart. He will manifest, he will appear in our heart. I heard that because
this year the Lord will not come, nobody can see in TV also Jagannath Rath Yatra. So our ISKCON is arranging a digital Rath Yatra. His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj and Purushottam Swami Maharaj, they have arranged digital Rath Yatra, and I heard that 108 Rath Yatra Rath in a computer they will arrange. I don't know, I am not good in this electronic. I don't know how they will do, but they put my name also there in one Rath. I don't know, you are there also. Prabhuji also there. All ISKCON leaders are, because they are saying all over world the digital Rath in Zoom they will arrange tomorrow, you can see Zoom Rath Yatra, electronic Rath Yatra. ISKCON is famous for that job. Actually Jagannath was Jagannath for namesake before. Only Prabhupada make his real Jagannath. He took them all around the universe. Otherwise before, the devotees were not going across the sea. And what the Lord? But Prabhupada the person, he took Jagannath across the sea. Actually Prabhupada didn't take. The story goes like that. Prabhupada went across the sea in Jaladuta, in the ship, and he started the movement there. And he was trying his best and he was not getting that much success. And one day Prabhuji and Devisati Mataji, they know better, but I heard from them that Malati Mataji, at that time she was not in devotional dress, but somehow or other I heard that she stole that ditty. And Jagannath, nobody understand how she was carrying on some cartoon, the cartoon broke down and the toys there, so they come out Jagannath. She thought, what is this? It's made in India, it's Indian toy or what? She took only one piece, Jagannath, and put in her pocket, and took in San Francisco, kept in her room. And few days after, when Prabhupada arrived there, San Francisco, they invited, Samsundar Pamalati Mataji invited their house. Prabhupada saw Jagannath in the table, offer full dandavat. All the devotees, what Swamiji is doing? What is doing? He said, Swamiji, to whom you are offering dandavat, prostrated dandavat? Now Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead is there. Who? Now he is Jagannath. Who? He is Jagannath. Who he thought is Indian toy? See, and Prabhupada started crying, oh my Jagannath, you are here. They have a talking each other in a not pronouncing way in their language. Jagannath is telling to Prabhupada, you come to West. You think you are alone? I am with you. You come not by flight, you come by ship, in a cargo ship. I also come by ship, in cargo ship too. You come in a cargo ship in a cabin, I come in the cargo ship in a cartoon pack, in the real cargo. I come inside the cartoon pack in a cargo, break on the cartoon and they collected me as a toy, Indian toy. But somehow or other I am here to help you. Don't worry, I am here. And Prabhupada became so happy, and this all the gathered devotees, he started explaining about Jagannath. He started explaining, and then he told, you know Jagannath, he had the huge festival of Rath Yatra. He explained the story of Rath. Then all devotees, they feel excited. Can you do? He can do, that's very good. The Samsundar Prabhu was a carpenter, you know. So the mother, being it conceived the by and the maintained by the father, the Samsundar Prabhu, he said, oh, I can make the cart, I can make the, you can make the Jagannath, big Jagannath, yes, yes, I can make. So Prabhupada gave the idea, and Samsundar Prabhu, he made big Jagannath carving, and then somehow or other they arranged some kind of I cannot say rath, what kind of thela or something, some carrier. And the first Rath Yatra across the sea, except India, first Rath Yatra around the world in San Francisco, maybe in 1967 or so, they did the first Rath Yatra. And that Rath Yatra, the same day in Puri Rath Yatra, the same day coincidence, we checked it, the same day Prabhupada did the Rath Yatra day in Puri, same day. And that Rath Yatra was the first Rath Yatra and the foundation of ISKCON success. That was so success Rath Yatra. And from that, all over world, internationally, everywhere Rath Yatra. Now the mass preaching is Rath Yatra. Everywhere you do the preaching, bring Rath Yatra. Mass preaching. So who is preaching? Jagannath is preaching. He is giving the success to the movement. So when Prabhupada was feeling, I am alone, nothing is happening, he was becoming hopeless, the Jagannath appeared somehow or other.
And he said, I am there. Don't worry. I am there with you. And all over the world he traveled. He became real Jagannath and Jagatnath, Lord of universe. And observe his Rath Yatra all over the universe. And success. Now, just few months before, these people from Puri, they somehow or other, fighting happened. They said, no, ISKCON should not do Rath Yatra always, whenever they want, no, they have to follow the system this year. They stopped some Rath Yatras in ISKCON. Well, many ISKCON temple they used to do Rath Yatra same day, but some they are doing the other day. They stop it, but the ISKCON people are clever, they started doing Krishna Balaram Rath Yatra. Anyway, now market is taken by Krishna Balaram. But Jagannath became unhappy. He said, no, I will not come. So he stopped his Rath Yatra. Now he is not coming. We know in the history of Jagannath, Jagannath is Bhakta Vatsala. If you read the story of Jagannath, his dealings with his devotees, the devotees are whatever, scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, mlecha, pulinda, whatever. If the devotee got hurt, Jagannath will become upset, really upset. He will say, I am not going to go. There is a famous Rath Yatra story in Puri, in Balaram Das. Balaram Das was a devotee and somehow or other he did some sinful activities. And that day, without taking bath, Rath Yatra, Lord is there. He just trying to go up to the Rath. The Pandas, they throw him away. You are unclean, go away. He offended, insulted him. And Balaram Das, he feels so offended. He went to ocean side, Swargadwar, near Puri, and he was crying and rolling in the ground in the sand, and he prayed, Lord Jagannath, if you are my Lord, then you have to come to my Rath. He draw a line in the sand. He said, this is my Rath in sand. You have to appear here. That Nandighos will not move. You will move here. And for 3 days, Nandighos Rath Jagannath there never moved. For 3 days. They are trying, pulling hati, ghoda, sanya, everything, nothing is happening. Then finally the king and Purohit, they come, oh my Lord, what happened? Now because I am not here. My duty is here, but I am not here in the Rath. How can my Rath will go without me? Where are you? Now I am in the seashore with my devotee. He is draw some line in sand and I am there in that Rath. Now how? If I come in my Rath, then my Rath will go. How will come? Now until and unless he release, I cannot come. Who will release? Now my devotee Balaram Das, your devotees, your people insulted him. Now he is catching me, he will not release me, so I can't come. Forget it. What to do? Then they said, you go, take all these pujaris. They will bring, putting him on their shoulder. they will come, they will allow to the Rath, then only I will move. And then after 3 days of Jatra, he bring them from the seashore and this thing. Salabega story, the famous Salabega is the Muslim guy. He was not allowed to go to inside the temple. He came to Vrindavan and he wanted to go to Sri Rath Yatra. And he is so far, 750 crores. He said, how can I go? He crying and chanting, oh my Lord, please wait for me till I reach there. And Rath wait. Until Salavega arrived there, Rath wait for him. Then they said, why you are not moving? And devotee is coming. Where is now in that? You go and bring them. Then some horse carrier people came, take Salavega, you come, no, the Rath is not moving. This is Jagannath. He is very sensitive. If his devotee got insulted, he will feel insulted also. He will not, he said, forget, I am not coming. So this is the thing, he is Bhakta Vatsala by his nature. So I don't know, we are not that devotee, but some of us are devotee, maybe. So this is the day of Gundicha temple cleaning. So I appeal to each and every devotee of ISKCON, so please, take proper cleaning of our heart personally, so that Lord Jagannath will appear in our heart. Jai Jagannath.